That's a good deal all the way around. We're going to take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking tonight in the book of Philippians, And so Philippians in chapter number 2, and we'll be looking there just for a moment here this evening. Notice that, if you will, please, is that the Bible says, verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Verse 9. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus at every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, Father, we ask your blessing upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you for it, and how good it is to be once again in the house of God tonight. We thank you for the good singing and the good songs of Zion that we were able to enjoy together this evening. I pray you'd right every wrong, move upon us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I'm going to preach a little while on an old sermon titled, old sermon subject, on having good mental health toward God. Amen. You know, in the day we live in, if God don't do exactly the way we think that he ought to, we seem to get peeved at him. I know sometimes I get downright mad till I get a hold of myself and find out and realize and know who he is and who I am. I was going to preach entitled this sermon, "Good Night, I Passed Out Twice." But then I decided not to. In the Bible lesson that we're looking at, did you notice there that in the verse number 10, that the Bible said in verse number 10 there, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, look at it. In verse 11, should confess. See that? If you're not saved tonight, you should. And let me tell you something. What happens is, a lot of times people make a profession, listen for a while, then they lose interest in what God has to say. And they go to playing with their book, go and play with their Bible, go to playing with their phone, go to playing. And I'm not talking about emergencies that arise. I'm talking about people just trying to get through the service and get out without it becoming personal unto them. That's all right. Just leave it till after church. He's lost one of his candy things there bouncing around. Some roach will have it before the night's out. Or one of these healthy rats. In the lesson that we're looking at, I want you to notice that if you're not saved tonight, it's because you refuse to bow. You don't want to believe him. You're not going to believe him. You haven't believed him. Let me tell you, whenever you do get saved, he'll change your life for all eternity. Do you know in this lesson here that you're looking at, and I want you to don't lose your text, but I want you to look over there in the book of Romans in chapter 14. In Romans in chapter number 14. There's a passage there in verse number 11 that we ought to be looking at. But it's in the book of Romans, chapter number 14, verse number 11. You'll see it right on. "For as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow unto me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So let every one of us then shall give an account of himself to God. See, over there in Philippians, he said, listen, are you listening? Do you know the message of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you realize that you should bow? But he's not talking about should bow in Romans. He's talking about you shall bow. Look there again in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45. Don't lose the thought of your text, but in the book of Isaiah, in chapter number 45, there's a passage over there that we ought to look at. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45, and there's a passage in verse number 23. And I'm sure you've already got all of this marked down. And if not, you can mark it down. But notice, if you will, please, is that in verse 22. He says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there's none else." Mormons hate that. Let me say to you, verse 23. He said, "I've sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear." And that is to the glory that he is God, to the glory of the Father. Back in our text, here's what he's, the idea is. If you're not saved tonight, it's because you've never bowed to him. And let me tell you, you ought to bow to him. You should do it. But one day you shall do it, as you have to confess that he is Lord, and then it'll be too late for you. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that when you and I are thinking about God, we ought to be thankful that God is gracious and merciful, and that not only that, but he's accounted you and I worthy to be accepted into the beloved. I'm glad that God gave us saving faith and saving grace that we might be born into the family of God. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find that when God saves you, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, he'll direct you into all the truth, because his word is the truth. I was thinking about over there in the book of Romans in chapter number 11 and about verse number 33. The Bible said whenever it comes to God that his ways are past finding out. I can't tell what God's doing every time, but I know he doeth all things well. I can tell you right now, I don't know what God's going to do with us next, but I'll tell you what I can know is, regardless of what we go through, regardless of where we're at, is that God's grace will be better for us, and wherever he brings us to is better than where he brought us from. You know, sometimes you just got to trust God when you can't trace what he's doing. I look at all those men that are in the Bible and all those women that were in the Bible, and you know, they weren't without problems that arose. Sickness sometimes marred their health. Sometimes death came in. Hey, did you remember the first parents that we ever had? They were so happy out there in the Garden of Eden, and everything was just running along smooth as it could be. And then all of a sudden, they decided one day to strike up a conversation with the devil. And he began to point out how God was robbing them of a lot of blessings it was theirs to claim. Sort of like that nut. Now, there was on the news, there was some woman out there, and somebody was doing one of these interviews. You know, that might be nice if God let a man get into that. Hey, I just want to get out here on the street and interview a little bit, and put you on a program, if you don't mind. Anyhow, this woman, she's about this tall, ugly, and wearing some kind of robe-looking deal, and she professed to be a pastor. She professed to be a preacher. He said, so you're a preacher? Yes. Plus, you're out here with the lesbian, the gay movement, and yes, I am. So you're for the woke movement? Yes, I am. And said, and you claim to be a pastor? And she said, yes, but I don't want to talk about it with you. I'm not talking about it. And so he asked her about that over there in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, whenever he said, you know, that know you not the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to be not deceived, and he mentions neither this or that, and one of them is effeminate. Remember that? I don't want to talk to you about it. You're a preacher, and you don't want to talk about the Bible with me for a minute. Well, here, preach to me a little bit. She didn't want to do that. It's amazing, isn't it, that the ways of God, you're wondering, I know what you're thinking, why does God let some reprobate like that live? I don't really know myself, and I ask God that a lot. And when I get to heaven, if he lets me, I'm going to ask him personally. But I've never figured out why God's let me in. I can't figure out why I'm in the family, why that I've been born again, washed by the blood. I can't figure out God. His ways are past finding out. And sometimes we have to just know that that's the way that it's going to be. This Bible said over there in the book of Romans, and you don't have to turn there, but he has said in chapter number 9, it's about verse number 20, who art thou that repliest against thy maker? Every now and again, that rings in my ears, because I have to remember that he is God. Beside him, there is none else. And let me tell you something else. This Bible said that you and I, that we've been created unto good works when we got saved by the wonderful and the marvelous grace of God. Now, you know what you need to do is, you need to discover whatever it is that you're looking forward to, and consider that it's not a sin to pursue it if it's not contrary to the mind of God. See? I mean, just because you feel good about it and all that business doesn't mean, you know, I know a lot of people in the world that want to do this or want to do that, and if it's not contrary to God, then go ahead and knock yourself out. I was in town today, and you can't ever, you know, it's inevitable you're going to meet some. And these long-haired men with these buns, they look cuter than a button and all that, and just look like reprobates. Now, you know what happens, don't you? Is that then they go to tell him, well, you know, we're doing it for a good cause. We're growing his hair for a good cause. God said that, no, you're not, that nature teaches that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him. You mean to tell me somebody's discovered something that'll be a good deed to justify them doing what? That's the same thing the drunk uses whenever he wants to justify drinking. That's the same thing the womanizer thinks whenever they want to do something contrary to the mind of God. I said all that to be able to say this. You'll do well to discover what God's will is in your life and pursue that with every fiber of your being. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you know what happens when we live? Well, I'll tell you what. We're just bored because things are moving too slow for us. These grandkids of mine, I tell you, what's the matter with you? I'm bored. Bored, what's the matter? What do you mean? What are you bored about? I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got no place to go. You know, that's where the average adult is in the Baptist church. And let me tell you what happens is, we're like an overloaded freight train that's running under a full head of steam and about to blow apart at any minute. I mean, you couldn't sit down and just relax for 5 minutes? Oh, no. No, your phone will ring 10 times in 5 minutes. Or there might be a new game pops up and you can play and all that. I notice is that all these kids have got that. They're pretty good at it. I don't know how to play any of that stuff. And I'm not opposed to it, but I'm opposed to that's all you got going in your heart and your life. Let me tell you what happens is you ever see a little squirrel cage, you know? They put it in there for the squirrel, and you know what he does? And what he does is to give him some activity. And he takes off running. And do you know that the faster that he runs, the faster that the cage is going? In other words, more activity only makes the cage turn faster. And you're going to get nowhere. I got to say all that to so you'll know that do you realize and know that over in the book of Genesis, whenever God was creating this and creating that, and after that he got through creating everything, that he rested? I mean that he sat down and just rested and let God, because he's God, and knowing that God made he didn't make the man for the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath, the Bible said, for the man. And we've made that just one of the regular days in the day we live in. I mean, really. I can remember whenever I was a kid growing up, people that didn't claim nothing closed up shop on Sunday because it was the Lord's day. Now it's just another day of business, see. I want to say that, if you will, please, as we get on down to the short rows of this thing that's here, is that you'll find out we may not ever have as much money as other people can have. And God bless those of you that may the Lord make you all millionaires if he can. I guess he can, but if he can trust you with it. But I want to tell you right now, yes, I may never have as much gold or silver that you have, or dollars, either one. But I can have as much God as you've got. You see? And let me tell you right now, it's better is a little with righteousness in the mind and the will of God than to have all the riches of this world and the things of this world and live without God. That's one of the reasons why that the world's in a mess that it's in is because they've never realized and know that they're more interested in things than they are true, and they're more interested in the things of the world that satisfy the flesh than they are faith and righteousness that comes from God. That's why God said, keep yourselves from idols. That's why God says, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's why God says, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Keep thyself pure. You know why? Boy, there's a lot of impurities out there that we're having to deal with all the time. You know what happened over in the book of Genesis? In the book of Genesis, the Bible said that God put Adam, put Eve, put the man in the garden, and he gave him a job. And here's what it was. He was to dress it and keep it. And he was doing real good at it, too. And all of a sudden, he decided, I'm too bored. his wife was. She went and talked to the devil a little bit. And whenever finally they ended up falling in sin and he listened to her, here's what they did. They quit being keepers and they started wanting to be commanders. That's where we're at in the day we live in. Boy, remember when we first got saved and we was just full of God and there wasn't enough that we could get that we were so tired of listening. And now as you rock along, if you're not careful, you become dull of hearing. I remember going to church when I first got saved, and buddy, I went to get in, not to get out. Now, mind you, I don't mean one of them long, drawn-out, winded preachers that makes me want to kill myself so I can just be gone. I ain't talking about that, but I'm talking about wanting to get something from the throne room of God. I want to say in closing tonight that the Bible says that over there in the book of Psalm chapter 46, about verse number 10, he talked about and he said, behold, he said, I want you to be still and to know that I'm God. And I guarantee you right now is, whether we recognize or not, God's in control. Whether we want to acknowledge that or not, he's still going to be. And let me tell you right now is that he is our refuge, and our mental health toward God ought to be spiritual health toward God. And we ought to quit blaming God, but we ought to be blessing the Lord for the privilege just to be able to live in this life that we're living in. Remember that woman by the name of Martha that was married, that was sister to Mary? You know, the Bible said Mary also sat. She didn't all time sat, but she also sat at the feet of Jesus, while Martha was being cumbered about with much serving. You know what happens? There's a time that we ought to be listening to what God said, and then there's a time that we ought to be laboring about what God said. Martha, she was so busy. I imagine the whole time she was cleaning, she was thinking, I hope the Lord sees what a good worker that I am, and I hope that he notices my sister's not helping. I mean, we're human beings. Don't you think that crossed her mind? I got to say to you that she was much surprised whenever he said, Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered about with much, but Mary hath chosen the good part. Let me say to you that activity, a lot of activity without the will of God and the mind of God by the word of the Lord is not the good part. The good part is obeying what the Lord had to say. Do you realize over in the book of Psalm, where was it? Chapter 23, it was about verse number 2. God leads us beside the still water. There ought to be some stillness and quietness and refreshing that is in our lives. In this Bible, over there in the book of Psalm chapter 4 and verse number 4, he said, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. You ever get on your bed at night? You're laying there. You're a little restless. You're thinking about some good things. Not bad in and of itself, but you're just so overloaded with the thoughts of what you could be and would be and like to be doing. I'll tell you what you're going to want to do in the morning when it's time to get up. You're going to wish you could be asleep. But sometimes just lay there and commune with your own heart upon your bed in how good God is. You know what I do whenever that happens? It's not but a minute, and I hear this. She's beat me asleep again. We go to bed nearly every night, and I say, I hope I can beat you to sleep tonight. She said, I hope I can beat you. And you know, the only reason why I know I beat her is because I didn't remember hearing her. She's got the sweetest little old snore you ever heard of in your life. I want to feel like mine is, but some of you have heard it, and so I know it's not as sweet. Yeah, Brother Mark, you know. Have you ever heard me snore? I don't snore much. We was in a motel. Of course, I don't sleep with my teeth in because I like to let them gums rest and all that. And then lay down there and they go to asking stuff. Y'all asking stuff they want me to answer. Brother Mark, he's over there hollering with his dad. Preacher, you go out and put your teeth in. I can't understand a word you're saying. Now, see, that might would bother you. I just said, quit asking me stuff. I will say in closing tonight, we'll be done. It's good to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. And I promise you 1,000 years from now, we'll be on the other side. Whatever we is worried about here won't matter to nothing. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We thank you and praise you that thou art God, and beside thee there is none else. We pray you'll save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. Meet each one of these requests in accordance to thy word and will. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.